Look, it is unusual to have a former MD still hanging around. It's not the good governance practice. Usually it's, you know, MD goes, new guy gets a clear run. How's it working, Simon? It's your old company, you're sitting here as a former MD and you've got someone new coming in, repainting your masterpiece. How are you coping with that? How's it functioning? Because it is unusual and it's not best practice.
Well, I've been gone for 3 years now, and the company is certainly quite different from when I left. I guess when I immediately left and the previous CEO stepped into place, I would say there were certainly no issues there. We've always been reasonably open. Certainly with Thomas, I would say even more so. There's been no direct connection between Thomas and myself. Myself when I was working at Credit Corp. And again, the company is recently different. However, I still feel I have a lot to offer in terms of industry knowledge, in terms of some of the advice that I could give when we were a smaller company. And certainly when you look at some of the things that we've gone through, there has been some need to get back to some of those basics. I think I've been able to offer that in a constructive way. And again, without any baggage between Thomas and myself, I've been able to accept that in a constructive way too. So I don't see an issue.
I'm particularly aware of the ASIC guidelines, and they're an important set of benchmarks to work from. But I think it's also important that one doesn't throw babies out the bathwater at clients. So if you've got an exception, you need to understand you are making an exception, why, but it's still a valid question. Are there any other questions related?